Incomplete. And that is picked off. Artie Burns gets it.
We're talking cornerbacks on today's edition of Steelers by Position. I'm Missy Matthews with Bob Labriola and Mike Pursuta. And guys, when you look at this list as it stands right now, we know Justin Gilbert is not here. He has been cut by the Steelers, but the two slot guys, Will Gay and Senquez Golson, a lot of question marks surrounding both of them. Labs, where do you see this possibly shaking out this offseason?
Well, I mean, the plan has been for Senquez Golson to take over that slot job. I mean, and it just hasn't happened either of his first two seasons, injuries very early on in the process. You really don't know what you have with this guy at all. Couple of off-season workouts and maybe a day at St. Vincent College with no pads. And, you know, the Steelers are really kind of stuck. I mean, they're still kind of committed to this guy. I think Will Gay, I don't know that he's going to be back in 2017, and I think as it stands right now, the Steelers are counting on a guy that you really have no reason to believe you should be able to count on.
Yeah, I'm curious about Gay as well. You know, Labs, when we talked with Kevin Colbert recently, he talked about cornerbacks, and he said, we've got the three guys coming back. I assumed he meant Gay, Cockrell, and Burns.
No, I think he meant Golson.
The way Gay finished, I think leaves leaves a little bit of doubt as to how long he can play at a high level. Golson, there was kind of hopeful anticipation that the missed year last year wouldn't be that big a deal. I don't think that applies anymore. There is concern that he might
because it's two.
He's been on the shelf too long, and it's not just like a three-year guy missing 2 years. He hasn't started yet.
Right. He hasn't played even a preseason snap.
So, you know, I think the cornerback position got better in 2017. They got some stuff figured out. But I think the help wanted sign is still lit.
Still lit, yes.
Pursuta, you mentioned Artie Burns, Ross Cockrell. We saw them come together once Artie Burns, the Steelers' first-round draft pick in 2016, got healthy. Do you like where we stand right now in terms of outside guys?
I do, particularly with Artie Burns. He impressed me not just starting relatively quickly as a rookie after an injury-plagued camp, because let's face it, they were going to play Artie Burns and Sean Davis. But Artie Burns came in as a guy with a reputation. I think it was pretty well-deserved looking at his college tape as a guy who wasn't real interested in tackling. And I think by the end of the year, he embraced it and he got better at it. He's still not great at it. But I saw Labs back me up or tell me I'm wrong. He went after people. He tackled with physicality. He played like a guy that tackling mattered to him. And when they drafted him, I wasn't sure he was that guy.
No, and we saw that in camp, too, that there was some doubt about whether he was that guy. But what Artie Burns, I agree with you, he became more competitive as a tackler as the season wore on.
Almost like somebody told him, hey, this is a big deal, do it. And he did it.
Yes. But what I also liked about Artie Burns was he gets his hands on the football and he catches it. I mean, this is a guy who's only 21 years old still right now. And so I really think he's got a very high ceiling. And this could be the kind of playmaking, and by that I mean plays on the football cornerback, the Steelers have been lacking since, I don't know, Rod Woodson?
Yeah, it's been a while. I also want to talk a little bit about Cockrell. I thought, you know, I don't think he's an all-pro, but he embraces a number of roles. He's a guy that plays with physicality, even though he's not that big a guy. And they put him in a couple of games against big physical receivers, and he showed up and he held his own. I think he can do a lot worse than Ross Cockrell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The thing is, though, right now it looks like the Steelers have two. I think you need more than two.
I think you're right.
All right, that does it for cornerbacks. Thanks for joining us on Steelers by Position.
Incomplete. And that is picked off. Artie Burns.